My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We asked him about Brandon Ayuk and the possibility of a trade. He basically dodged it, said, I'm not going to talk about that next question. Well, it's pretty clear that the book had already been slammed shut that they were putting together on Ayuk, because it was a couple hours later that we found out he agreed to a 4-year, $120 million contract with San Francisco, $30 million annual average value, tied with Tyreek Hill, back into the top 5 highest paid wide receivers in the game. What was the most compelling thing about the story, though, last night, if you notice, was all the newsbreakers that were on the text chain, Schefter and our buddy Rossini and some others. They right away put out that Brandon Ayuk accepted the offer that was made to him on August 12th, 17 days earlier, that he said no at the time, he didn't want to take. And then immediately after that came out, Ayuk's agent said that's not true. So you've got the team clearly saying...
Yeah, I wonder who told who what there, yeah.
We paid him what we said we were going to pay him. He just came around 3 weeks later. And then the agent said that's not how this worked out at all.
Ho-hum. Much ado about nothing. Everyone's going to have their side, their version, their posturing. The agent wants the full amount out there. The team wants, though, yeah, this is what the guarantees are. The truth is somewhere in the middle. And we had an odyssey, didn't we? Now, it's not an odyssey. It's not an audible thing where you're going on a journey. It's an odyssey, an actual long journey. Just to get to a place that made the most sense all along, right? Really good player for a really good team. Oh, okay. Everyone knows he's good. There's a huge contract offer. It's not going to be the one that resets the market. It's not going to be north of CeeDee Lamb, not going to be north of Justin Jefferson, but it's in that ballpark. You're going to be paid in that top 5 type range, and that's what happened. Ta-da, here we are. It was always made the most sense.
My sincerest hope is that his social media shtick and all of the nonsense that he pulled publicly on the internet does not become the norm. That when players are in disputes with teams, they conduct themselves professionally and they don't do this childish emoji-era behavior that Brandon Ayuk did. And I tweeted this last night, and a lot of people said, well, it worked. Why wouldn't other players do it? It worked. And to that I say, no, it didn't. Who says it worked? There's no causation between him posting a picture of Commanders practice or videos of calling Jaden Daniels or tweeting at Mike Tomlin or any of the other crap that he was doing and getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
They both happened, but Justin Jefferson did none of that and got paid. CeeDee Lamb did zippy of that and got paid. In my opinion, he got paid yesterday because deadlines make deals.
Yeah, and he's really good, and the team is really good.
He got paid because it's time to play football. Camp is over, the preseason is over, the roster is formed, and week one preparations in NFL buildings begin this weekend.
And add another one for San Francisco, by the way, and their long list of doing it this way and getting it done. Now, whether it's the truth is that's the August 12th offer, or it's actually the August 17th offer, I don't care about that sort of stuff. Agents do, the player does, or whoever. But San Francisco, multiple times over, whether it's with Bosa, now Ayuk, and there are a couple other examples, Deebo Samuel, I think, they've basically said, this is what it's going to be, and they've waited. They've held their cards. They haven't gotten desperate. They've been smart and, maybe taken some flack for it at times, but the players in camp, or not camp, but the players in tow, and they go and they're able to play football before the season.
Yeah, and if you're Brandon Ayuk, it wasn't a net loss. I saw people beating up on him as if he didn't get what he wanted. You still got paid a huge contract. You're right up there with Tyreek Hill at $30 mil a year, and you didn't have to practice at all at training camp, which isn't fun for a veteran, and you didn't have to play at all in the preseason, and now you line up and you go to work in week one. Now, I guess it's possible that if he shows up and he's not in great shape or he wasn't preparing himself, then maybe we don't see him until week two. But at that position, knowing the offense as well as he does, as important as he is to the team, my guess is he'll be out there when they play their first game of the season next weekend. But, you know, the publicly tweeting at Tomlin, the posting of photos and video calls with Jaden Daniels, pics of other teams' practices, call me old-fashioned or crazy. A, it's not for me, and B, I really don't believe it helped him any here. I think that happened, and also he got a contract, but I would just point to every other wide receiver that's been paid this offseason that didn't do it that way and took a little bit less of a public beating for it, by the way. You can actually make the case that they were better off. Like Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, these guys that did it in a more professional manner. Now, it also didn't hurt him, it doesn't look like or appear. It doesn't seem like it cost him money or cost
him.
Well,
there's no money off the contract or something, right?
It's not like they don't want to do business with him anymore, but I just saw people taking a victory lap. Like, oh, he forced their hand. Oh, it worked. No, it didn't.
Yeah, a lot less tweeting or Instagramming or TikToking, whatever you want to call it, and a lot more the football season starts next week.
Yeah.
And he hasn't practiced yet. Like, that's more it. And they'd like him in the fold because they're at their best when he's there. Which is pretty intuitive, pretty obvious now.
But
right?
He was almost traded a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, there were teams trying to acquire him. I mean, this was not for people that are now looking back at it and going, oh, this was all much ado about nothing, and he was always going to be a 49er, and this contract was inevitable. I don't think so. I think there was a moment where they tried to trade him to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, that they wanted to trade him to, we know, the Patriots and the Browns. You know, where the Commanders are talking and they're close. In fact, Diana Rossini of The Athletic reported yesterday that the 49ers actually tried to trade a third-round pick to the Denver Broncos for Cortland Sutton. And if they could have pulled off the deal, Denver said no, that they would have shipped the pick, gotten Sutton, and then moved Ayuk to Pittsburgh. That was kind of the two-pronged plan.
Hmm.
They just couldn't get the receiver to replace him. And that goes back to what you and I have kind of been screaming all along, which is they're a Super Bowl-caliber team with aspirations of lifting the Lombardi Trophy at the end of the year finally. They're not going to take a big step back in 2024 when they've got a closing window to just get draft picks. Mm-hmm. They needed something else that helps them in the immediate season in return, and they weren't able to figure it all out, so they decided $30 million for Ayuk, keeping him around, is the best answer.
Yeah, there are a lot of teams that could absolutely afford to be a little bit worse this year at the expense of the future. Here in Washington, for example, they've given up two guys that would have contributed something. Who knows exactly what John Ridgeway or Jahan Dotson would have done this year? Who knows? But that's more important to them to have future capital, future draft assets, future young pieces for a group that's going to be patient. I know they hate the word rebuild and will never say it, but we can kind of look at it and say, yeah, that's what it looks like, right? It looks like, prioritizing draft capital in the future, even if it means you might not be as good come, week one.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.